Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
At the beginning of this transmission, I put the question out to you, the listeners. What are the top 10 reasons Bush should be impeached? Or if you think he shouldn't be, you're welcome to call in as well. You'll go to the head of the line if you disagree with us. 1-800-259-9231. We've been covering what the dollar drop really means. I'll also get into Apocalypto today. Just a lot of other important news. You'll want to stay with us. Right now, let's talk to Will in Ohio, then Patrick, and many others. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I just finished watching Terror Storm, man. Outstanding work. Really appreciate what
Thank
you're doing.
You.
A while back, you did a story where the globalists were buying off these pastors here in Ohio, paying them to lead their congregation right into the New World Order.
We got the actual training manuals, 13,000-plus preachers nationwide, and it is actually happening, training them to turn their guns in when the crisis comes, training them to tell the people to submit. It's unbelievable.
Do you know how I could get a copy of those manuals or find out who's
yes.
what churches?
Yes, sir. We posted that, and they blacked out what they needed blacked out, but still off a fax number they were able to, which they said they were faxing from another private business, so they couldn't track it back, but they did. And the pastor who we had on got called in. When he came into the office, they had my story and everything laying there with the printouts, but that's on the web, sir. Those are available.
Where would I, are they on your website? Or
They're on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Search engines are great tools. I recommend folks learn how to use them. You just type in something like preachers recruited by FEMA, FEMA pastors in Ohio. It'll come up.
All right. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, it's just huge stories. We just report and then glaze over to the next because it's coming at us so fast. Patrick in Kentucky. Thanks for holding. Welcome.
Good morning, Alex. This is not what I want to talk about, but I want to add this real quick. I do agree with you. I don't necessarily agree with what NASA says as an organization. There was a gentleman here in the 3rd Congressional District by the name of Parker who was running on the Constitution Party ticket, and officially he got 0% of the vote, which I believe he probably got more than that.
Now, there have been people running for mayor in towns in Arkansas, and he and his wife and the neighbors all vote for him, and he gets 0 votes. Yeah.
Right. And he was calling for, factories to be ran on coal, using coal.
Oh, but that got laid off limits. Our huge deposits of clean burning coal in Utah got laid off limits as usual.
Right. I just kind of have a problem with this idea of clean coal. I mean, I don't know, but
sir, we don't even need coal. Okay. Okay, if you want to talk about real environmental problems, the problem with gasoline is they crack the oil, they break down the molecule strings using sodium, fluoride, and other deadly chemicals, which then get put out into our environment. I don't think oil is a wonderful energy source, and we should have moved on. But the very people that have blocked new technologies are the ones pushing peak oil to artificially jack up prices.
Right, right, absolutely. And ethanol, another big hype.
But see, just because I come out, just because I come out and say what we hear about global warming is a fraud, because it is, people then think I'm for oil.
No.
It's a complex issue, sir, but I'm telling you, peak oil was created 10 years ago and put out and paid for scientists to put out the fraud by Dutch Royal Shell.
Right, and I absolutely agree with you on everything and on Al Gore and everything, but what I wanted to mention real quick was on the news this morning, I don't watch TV very much.
Sure, go ahead.
One issue they're talking about, pharmaceutical drugs versus generic drugs. And, you know, basically I don't really agree with any pharmaceutical drugs because of their side effects, but they're talking about how generic drugs, how they're cheaper, but then they're not as good as the real McCoy.
Stay there.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, AN.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm attempting to move quicker here. We've got a caller, Patrick in Kentucky, and he's bringing up something to do on the news with prescription drugs versus generic drugs, which are still prescription drugs, so I'm not getting your point. Go ahead and finish it.
Well, you know, they're just getting into the thing of, you know, how they're going to take your Medicare away, basically. And that was on Fox News locally. And then you go to NBC News, and then they're talking about making a debate about organics. Oh, it's debatable, you know, and their scare was, the shelf life will only last a week and this. And then
oh, yeah, if we don't put petrochemicals in your food that are deadly right. for you, oh, my gosh, you'll all die.
Right, absolutely. That's exactly what they're saying, the same old crap. And then you go over to CBS News, and then they're telling you that green tea will not help reduce cancer.
Yeah, that's right. I've heard Dr. Dina Dell say vitamin C, you know, doesn't help you. I appreciate your call. If vitamin C isn't integral to life, and if larger amounts of vitamin C aren't good, then why did Linus Pauling, the Nobel Prize-winning scientist, get a Nobel Prize for his work? I mean, sailors would die if they didn't get enough vitamin C. That's what causes scurvy. The building blocks of your body. Collagen is formed in a process with vitamin C. I mean, I can't go into how important it is. But not according to them, man. White bread and lots of trans fatty acids is very nutritious for you. Just look at the results. Let's go ahead now and go to Tony in Vegas. You're on the air, Tony.
Good morning, sir. It's an honor to be on your broadcast.
It's an honor to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about basically something that's been troubling me is how I see, I don't know, maybe is there some kind of agenda behind why eventually, you know, the government admits to what it does and why there seems to be more now in the last 5 years or so some sort of agenda in the established media to talk about government crimes and government conspiracies. And
first off, I want to ask you, where are you calling us from, boy? It sounds like you're in a big telemarketing nest.
I am calling from a telemarketing office.
Yeah, I can hear about 30 different voices in the background and buzzing phones. Well, we appreciate you taking time out to listen to the show. What is this, your lunch hour or something?
Yes, sir.
Well, I appreciate you staying on hold to ask your question. What you've raised is a very, very multi-leveled, complex issue. But bottom line, the government, is he still there? Oh, you just faded him down because it's so noisy. Okay, thanks. And we'll go back to you here in just a second. And this is the problem. I want to go to everybody's calls. This is a very important question. It would take probably 20 minutes to answer properly, but let me just do it as best I can quickly. Get a deep breath here and try to calculate the best way to describe this. Yes, the globalists do intend, as I've said many times, as I said on the day of 9/11, to allow 9/11 to come out, that it's an inside job. But they plan to only blame it on Bush and company and not expose the fact that they are simply figureheads put into power to carry out these operations. And then as soon as the globalists have worn them out and as soon as they're hated and exposed, they're cast aside into the dustbin of history and the New World Order agenda just keeps moving forward. These are shills or foils or you know, fronts, basically, to take all of the heat. And you can take that example and then use that at many different levels. But they plan for it to come out and then for the world to think America did it, the U.S. did it, and oh, we're even more hated now, and oh, the loving U.N. branch of world government, they will save us, they will fix the problems, they will get the evil nationalist of America who tried to set up an empire back in order and make sure that big, strong nations don't pick on little nations anymore. If we'll all just turn in our national armies and our personal guns, they will then be this beneficent, benevolent world dictatorship, but a good dictatorship. Now, then at the national and local level, they will expose the little criminals. They'll burn some low-level sergeant who followed orders and tortured, or they'll burn some army major who has allowed his men to rape and kill somebody, or they will let it come out that a governor was stealing money or a mayor was doing something wrong. You know, they've got the replacement ready for him. And then, I mean, this is how they do it, to give you the illusion. You know, they're giving you snacks. It's you know, the cops still bust some people for drugs. They bust some low-level drug dealers, mid-level. They never bust the big ones. Well, again, and then it feeds the system and creates the illusion. But you say there's an agenda in the media to expose government crimes only so far as saying it stops with Bush or it stops with Hillary. You know, ooh, Barack Obama, man, he's really running something. It's always making you think that presidents and prime ministers and senators actually run things when they're puppets to the same global financial system. So does that answer your question, Tony?
Ultimately, you think that there's a globalist agenda behind, say, the release of Operation Northwoods or Operation Mongoose or Operation Ajax.
Or other operations that, Operation Cyclone.
Right. So,
well, I mean, what's the global agenda? Why did Brzezinski go ahead and lobby for the release of Operation Cyclone, where our government went and created Al-Qaeda groups to get them to attack the Russians, to then cause a war between the two. Because they're also proud of themselves. I mean, a lot of it's just hubris and a flaunting. And, you know, it's not all, I mean, they try to scientifically implement, but a lot of it isn't. And it is hard to keep thousands of top globalists in line and keep them. But, you know, why do they brag about, I mean, why did the former CIA section chief get up on History Channel and admit what we all knew for decades? Why did he admit 5 years ago that our government put Mao Zedong into power? I mean, why did David Rockefeller write a 76, editorial, a eulogy, Mao Zedong, saying how great he was?
Personal opinion on Rockefeller is that he's just that arrogant. But
why he wrote in his own book that he's for getting rid of U.S. sovereignty, and he's proud of it.
Right. Would you say then that there's an agenda to perhaps cause a civil war in our country, or a second American Revolution?
Well, I mean, the globalists, for whatever happens, they have different scenarios. You know, they may decide to have the illegal aliens riot and burn down every U.S. city. And folks, there's 30-plus million, and half of them are ready to riot and burn cities down. They talk about it every day. And then they'll love the police state comes out of that. Or they can release a biological. Or they can nuke a city. Or they can crash the... I mean, they can do whatever they want. For whatever scenario we bring forward, they've got another scenario to counter, and I appreciate your call. What they can't counter is their own military and their own police waking up and deciding to join the American people and seeing how controlled it is. What they can't counter is more and more prominent people going public about 9/11, going public about the Federal Reserve, and they're just being a new renaissance where people just refuse to follow criminal orders, where people realize how controlled we are. I mean, the globalists will not tank the economy and will not blow out the dollar completely if they do their testing, their NSA, positive/negative mention sampling. That's what they do, spying on all of us. If they know you're going to blame them, if they know you're going to realize they did it, they won't do it. You see, by exposing government-sponsored terror, you take that tool out of their arsenal and break it, as Tarpley says, in front of their face. I love that saying. When you expose how the Federal Reserve controls the market, they then can't plunge it and then blame it on somebody else because you'll know they did it. Okay, or they're least likely to. If you've exposed the military's gun confiscation program and we expose how they're going to use a crisis to do it and show people documents, videos, it'll make it harder for them to do it. If you go out and educate your local police so the Defense Department, the Homeland Security, and the ADL aren't able to do it, then they will monitor and do test cases and won't be able to. I mean, this is how they operate, folks. This is a program, an operation against the people. Let's take another call. Let's go ahead and talk. Karen hung up, so let's talk to Jeff in New Mexico. Jeff, you're on the air.
Yeah, I have two topics. This Texas two-way education issue, and then massive Chi-Com troops in Iraq. And I'm a self-acknowledged non-Hispanic white survivalist proponent, and I call the local Las Cruces, New Mexico, neocon talk host about what you said about Texas two-step, which I presumed would include El Paso, and he really doesn't believe that Mexican power in Texas public schools has gotten to that strong.
It's Texas two-way, is it .com or org? Hundreds of school districts in Texas are adopting. I've talked to the families. I've talked to the teachers. I've talked to the teachers' families. Core curriculum, that's English, that's math, that's science, is going to be taught in Spanish, and if teachers don't speak Spanish, they are going to be fired. Now, that's the program over half the state, which is fine if they want to be American, and most of them do, is Hispanic. Okay? It's over 70% in many school districts like San Antonio and Austin. So in just a few years, it'll be 70%. Yes. Spanish. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think that's terrible, and why doesn't Israel recruit the Chinese military to be its mercenary force against the Islamic terrorists in the Israel area? We need our troops in the United States to protect from illegal border crossings and security of our nuclear power plants and our old-growth forests.
Appreciate your call. Anything else?
No, that was it.
Thank you. How dare you say we should... We're going to speak Spanish. It's the new language.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 4th, 2006. Gold's at $6.45, and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $6.67, $3.35.58 for half, and $1.67.79 for quarter ounce coins. That's $6.67, $3.35.58, and $1.67.79. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin, and wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a Travel Berkey today for only $209, or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Russia sponsored a terrorist training camp in Havana, Cuba, 1966? In this camp, they planned terrorist activity on every continent, including the United States. Have we seen terrorist activities on every continent just as they plan? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening, more about Bible prophecy, by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
During the little break we just had, I pulled up Texas Two-Way. I'm printing it off right now. It says 240 school districts are adopting it. I'm sorry, it's much worse than 100. I was just going from memory, I knew it was in the hundreds, and it's all over the country. So, core curricula to be taught in Spanish, period. Okay, not first it's bilingual, then it's just amazing. It's the end of America, folks. It's the North American Union. By the way, I found an article where Tom Tancredo's media relations guy, who, by the way, I've talked to. Tom would always come on in the past, likes the show. I called a few months ago because my producer couldn't get him on. And the guy's just like, Mr. Jones, well, things have changed. And I said, oh, has it changed with him? He goes, no, it's changed with me. So I talked. He goes, it's changed with me now. And I'm not bringing it forward to him, and he's not going to come on the show. Well, I found the same guy in an interview. I have the text here going, oh, no, Congressman doesn't believe in the North American Union conspiracy theory. So he's out giving speeches talking about it. Lou Dobbs is the official document signed. They're having government meetings. They're merging everything. And his handler is out going, no, no. I have the article right here. No, no. There's nothing happening. I mean, this is the type of stuff. The country's dying, and we can't even get it admitted to. I fought it happening for 12 years. We had the documents. Dead to rights. Red-handed. Open and shut. Now it's happening. It's so humiliating that illegal aliens get bank accounts in hundreds of lending institutions in a, quote, deal with the feds to get housing loans, everything, quote, without ID cards. But citizens have to get permission to leave the country, not just a passport now, starting in 26 days. Internal passports. That's what it is when you've got to have it to leave. You've got to have your national ID card to travel. I mean, this is the humiliation. I've been telling you about the national ID card for years. They were already codifying it, putting in the computer systems by non-funded and funded mandates of the states. Then they codified it into law with the Real ID Act in 2005. And I still have arguments with people emailing me on the street going, there's no national ID. I mean, what is wrong with people? You know, it's like last week. In fact, get that clip ready of Cheney. We play a clip on the website. We have video of Cheney on national TV saying he was CFR director, a group sworn to destroy this country. I mean, sworn to destroy it. It's sovereignty. It's very life. And on the message board under the YouTube clip, there were neocons going, it's not true. He didn't say that. It's all lies. I mean, video of it. I don't know, because you want to think, they say, oh, he's a conservative. He's as conservative as Pol Pot. Here's the clip again.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
So this is the type of stuff we deal with. This is the type of denial. In fact, where is it? I ought to just read that. I shouldn't just mention it and then not get to it. This was from crosswalk.com. Dr. Tony Beam, pastor, conference speaker, talk show host, interviewing Congressman Tom Tancredos. He's talking to him. Name was recently linked to all of these theories, but when asked about Congressman's thoughts, Carlos Espinoza, Tancredo's media director, said, Tom Tancredo does not believe the North American Union conspiracy. He added that Tancredo believes Bush wants to open up the borders, but he doesn't believe he wants to combine the U.S. with Canada and Mexico and create a unified currency. The opposite of what Tom Tancredo has actually said. We played the clips. We've had him here on air. And moles of the New World Order like this guy want to just sit there and say, oh, no, it's not happening. And fake conservatives like this, the whole story's a whitewash. Can you imagine? How do they pose as conservatives? How do people keep buying it and buying it and buying it? I mean, I listen to talk radio now, and I just get, I start gripping the steering wheel. I mean, I start breathing heavy. I'm mad, folks. I love this country. I actually love it. This is where our forefathers are from, what we fought and died for. This is America, the United States, down the tubes, man. It's already been gone. We got a short window of getting it back. It's like when your wife's leaving you and she ain't ever coming back and she's down the road about to go over the bend and you don't know which crossroads she's going to take. You better go stop her if you love her. I mean, this is sick. And I just want to wring the necks of these people. I'm so sick of them. They're lying mouths.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
All right, let's take a few more calls, and I'm going to plunge into the news and more on the dollar. You know, I put it out twice at the start of this hour, at the start of the last hour, and I said that in later in the show I was going to go through my top 10 reasons that George W. Bush should be impeached. And I've got a few of them for you right now. Lying about WMDs, the White House memo, admitting in the memo that they wanted to stage the discovery or get a U.S. aircraft shot down, flying it low, painted like a U.N. aircraft. Right there, boom. Abolishing the Bill of Rights with the Military Commissions Act. Treason, right there. Totally impeachable. The no-bid contracts that are totally illegal, the trillions missing from the Pentagon. I mean, there are countless examples here, countless reasons that Bush needs to be impeached. I'd like to hear you, the callers, chime in on this at 1-800-259-9231. David in Texas, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm a first-time caller. It's an honor to be on with you.
And, welcome.
I saw a show last week on ABC called Cheap in America. It was about who in America gives the most money to charity and things of that nature, and was using a bunch of the billionaires as poster boys of giving.
And it's number one, it is Bill Gates. Number two, it's Warren Buffett. But they're not giving their money. They're putting it into tax-free foundations where they then double their money effectively, taking it out of taxation. But only super elites or members entering the super elite are allowed to have the grandfathered type of pure trust set up in the Sherman Antitrust Act that actually didn't hurt the elites but consolidated them and made them tax-free.
I don't doubt that one single bit. I didn't know any of that. But what I saw that was very interesting was Ted Turner was kind of the poster boy they were using at the moment that they were talking to.
Because he's given the largest percentage of his wealth.
Right, and he owns CNN and AOL and things like that for people that don't know. Anyway, if what he's got left...
He did own, back in the late 90s, he sold his controlling interest.
Well, in...
Sure, so they're showing him, go ahead.
Right, and right now they're saying he has, publicly they're saying he has $2 billion left.
And he's given $1 billion to the UN, and now he wants to give another billion, because they count the billion he's given... off the record, when he's only really given about $100 million of that, which was a small percentage in what, the last 7-8 years. Is it almost 9 now? He gave it, I guess, in 98, which is actually only a small percentage of the gains that tax-free money's now made.
Yeah, that's right. He's a big UN guy. Matter of fact, I think it was him a while back that made a speech about some Georgia Guidestone depopulation stuff.
Yeah, the money goes... for the special vaccines for the black children. And then he can't control himself and give speeches calling us useless eaters and feeders that need to be exterminated.
Right. Well, the...
Let's take vaccines he paid for.
Yeah, I've been spreading the word about vaccines for a while now.
Pure evil. The guy is pure evil.
I totally agree.
And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation gives large portions to help the children, too, with those shots. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I use Linux, no Microsoft stuff. But what he said was, I sent an email, I know y'all get a lot of email, the title was Ted Turner Predicts Stiglitz Depression. And he did this in this Cheap in America. And John Stossel was the guy that was interviewing him, and he asked him, you know, you got $2 billion left, you know, isn't that enough to live on? Can't you give some more of that away? And he basically said that he was too poor, and that $2 billion really isn't enough, and that he made the comment that it could evaporate tomorrow. And he backed that up by saying that he, about 5 years ago, he had $10 billion, and today he only has two. And he attributed inflation to that.
Yeah.
And then after that, John Stossel goes, well, why don't you just put it in a savings account? And then he got that same smirk that Oliver North did when he was testifying about the Contras. And he looked at the public with that, I know more than you, but I'm just going to give you a little tidbit thing. And he looked straight in the camera and he goes, well, the banks could close. And then they went on like that was no big deal. So I was like, he knows something that we aren't supposed to.
And that was a John Stossel report, Cheap in America.
Yes, sir. And they have, I emailed you about it. They've got, I found the place where they put it on sale, where you can buy that DVD. And oddly enough, in the description of the DVD, they used the exact same quote out of that whole hour's worth of thing that I was talking about, but it's not an exact quote. They put it as an exact quote, but it's not. They butchered it. They left out the part about the savings account. And
well, I mean, they have to cut down a quote because it's too long for the back of a DVD. Listen, do me a favor because I'll end up, somebody send it to me or somebody YouTube it. We'll try to find it. Cheap in America, John Stossel. I bet it's on YouTube. Go check that, John, and see if we can play that. Okay, thank you so much. Great caller. I love callers like that to bring some info to the table. Yeah, we had Stiglitz on, 3-4 weeks ago talking about global depression. If the same policies are continued, I said, are they continuing? He said, yeah, with wanton abandon. Forget the exact quote, but he said, yeah, they're just barreling forward. Oh, but don't worry. Don't worry about that. It's the Islamo-fascists you got to worry about that they're bringing into the country at record levels. The same people getting rid of our sovereignty, getting rid of the country, destroying the dollar, getting our troops killed, that put Saddam in, that created Al-Qaeda. Think about this. They are the very ones telling you, be patriotic, and then like surrounding themselves with the aura of the troops. And then if you support the troops, you support the war. And I see all these people strutting around feeling good about themselves. Concerning it. That's not how you really support the troops. It isn't by festooning your car with a plastic flag made by Chinese slaves. It's by actually finding out what the troops are going through. And you go, well, the troops believe in the war because they're brainwashed. They're 20 years old. I mean, last night, I meant to talk about this later. In fact, I will. On KLBJ here locally, they were playing like little 5-10 minute clips of Army radio out of Baghdad. And, I mean, it was just all propaganda. I thought I was in another dimension. It just was so Everything was a lie. To try to break down those lies would take hours. One thing they did in the piece was it kept going, we found Al-Qaeda suspects. They had a ball of copper wire. They had the IUD components. They had guns. And here's, you know, major such-and-such reporting on it, and it says, in the Al-Qaeda-controlled area, stronghold, we arrested 10 males and blah, 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 a major blow against Al-Qaeda. And see, we see that lie, we hear that lie every day. It's like Fox News aired the video cards home, where they videotape the troops saying hi to their families, and what's behind them in Baghdad is two huge towers, the World Trade Center towers. What does that do? It evokes the image of we're here because of 9/11. We're here because Iraq attacked us. Because, you know, people got to think they were attacked to be over there doing all this. Just like Hitler attacked himself in 39 to blame it on Poland. It's the same thing. And then you hear that lie again. They always, we're fighting Al-Qaeda. We're fighting Al-Qaeda. Well, that isn't Al-Qaeda over there. It's always foreign fighters, foreign fighters. Then British Special Forces and U.S. Special Forces have been in the AP, BBC, saying that we control the entire frontier, especially the mountainous region, the desert region between Iran. Nothing is coming through. Zero. They search every car coming through at the major highway checkpoints. Nothing is coming in. You know, you've got that propaganda that it's all coming in through there, and then they tell the truth and go, oh, we're going to Iran to help us in the violence. They're actually against it. Got the James Baker group, and you got the neocons. They're really all joined at the hip. I mean, it's not reality based. But we just hear this every day. Oh, we're fighting Al Qaeda. We're fighting Al Qaeda. We're fighting. And you better believe, folks, if they blow out the economy, bring in foreign troops, and they're taking you to FEMA camps, and you fight back, you're going to be called Al Qaeda too. Al Qaeda, and this has been declassified. We knew this from our sources, but now it's been admitted. It was the name of a computer program in the 80s, set up in 79 by Zbigniew Brzezinski, an Operation Cyclone, for all the Muslim groups they controlled and funded. That's the name! So see, when Bush gets up there and says Al-Qaeda, it's a sick joke! Oh, man. And then they're always saying, well, Al-Qaeda says they'll nuke us. Al-Qaeda says they have nukes. And then they use some white guy whose grandpa was like number two at the ADL, up there saying he's American Al-Qaeda and going to nuke us. I mean, if that isn't transparent, what is? They think we're so dumb they killed al-Zarqawi how many times? They wounded him how many times? They claim they killed Saddam's sons three times, Chemical Ali three times, and now they admit he's alive. They said they killed Miss Anthrax, didn't kill her. They saw off Nick Bird's head, and medical doctors have looked at it and said that person's been dead for at least 2 hours. Guy probably got killed running an op. We know it was intelligence. Want the evidence of that? Takes hours to cover. Like his laptop being shared with 9/11 hijackers. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. Or maybe he got wise to what he was involved in 9/11. But they already put that boy out of his misery before they sawed his head off. The fat Bin Laden with the nose that has doubled in size and gained 200 pounds, and then they do a voice print, and it's not Bin Laden. Voice print's 100%! I've been in people's cars where the car recognizes their voice. You know what voice identification is, don't you? But that's in my list of lies and propaganda that I heard just last night on the radio I wanted to cover. Let's go ahead and talk to Jenna in Ontario. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, Jenna.
Thanks for having me. I've been listening for a couple of years now, and I tell a lot of people, pretty much everyone I meet, to tune in. And what I find is that most Canadians are actually very receptive to this information. And
we have a ton of Canadians. In fact, the ratio, you got what, 32 million Canadians?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, yeah. I'd say 10% of our calls are Canadian, so that's a much bigger ratio for your actual population.
Absolutely, and that's great, but I find that they're very unwilling to believe that it applies to us. You know, like...
Canada is worse than the U.S.
I know, and I'm just wondering, what can I tell these people to get it across to them? They're ignoring our own politics now. You know, like, they're very interested in what's going on down south, and they're just completely ignoring what's going on here.
Well, see, that's what happens. The same media outfits own your media predominantly, that own our media, that own the British media, that own the German media. And and what they'll do is, they'll sit there and propagandize in England and talk about everything bad here. Our media will report on what's happening bad there, and it always gives the illusion that, oh, it's only happening over there, while at the same time conditioning you to accept whatever you're reading about.
Exactly. I would just love for everyone to realize that it happens everywhere, you know, like, not to just focus on...
Well, I'm not knocking Canada. The Canadians are the nicest people
that I've ever met,
and they're very smart and very friendly, very professional people.
Yeah.
But let me tell you, there is no country that I've been to or heard of that is a bigger police state where they... I mean, listen, we can get stuff into Beijing, China. Snap your fingers. We can get stuff into England. We can get stuff into Australia. We can get stuff into Russia. But, man, we had to go exclusively to UPS, and they still rip into that and trash maybe 1 out of 10 packages and send us letters back saying it's hate material and it can't come in. UPS has told us they've never seen the Canadians act this out of control. I mean, I've been screamed at by them for, you know, off and on for 15 hours. When I flew in there, I mean, it's crazy.
Absolutely.
I mean, they took reporters from the Bilderberg Group meeting and threatened to cut their arms off. That came out in the news. I mean, they're nuts. People have no idea, and they work for the Queen, period.
That's right.
And they're taking your free speech. They're taking your land rights. They're going after your farmers. It's bad.
I agree. I'm so glad. That's all I wanted everyone to know.
Well, I appreciate you calling. You know, the one thing I have noticed is the Canadian papers have reported on the North American Union and how serious it is.
Yes. Oh, of course they will. As long as the Canadians keep thinking that we're safe and that we're some kind of safe haven or something, then we'll be supportive of everyone else. It's when they just don't focus on our news at all at this point.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, I've been in England. I've been in Latin America. I've been in third world countries. And I mean, they could only be described as Nazi-like at that customs facility.
Pretty much.
And they knew exactly who I was. And then it was kind of a catch-22. Either the cops were super nice, offering me, you know, coffee and cigarettes out at the Bilderberg Group, or they were freaking out, threatening to arrest us for no reason. So it was bizarre. Wait till you see the film. We will sell no wine until it's time, as Orson Welles would say, but this is going to be the blockbuster of all time when it comes out. I wish I could just drop everything, not do the radio, not do interviews, do nothing, and just work on this film, but I can't. I've got to beat my brains out to make the film and just work on it at night, but we're doing it. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you so much. We love you here.
Well, we love you too, Jenna. Keep it up. Let's talk to Johnny in, where are you calling from, Johnny?
Calling from Vancouver, Canada.
Speak of the devil, another Canadian.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned with the package that I sent you. It's got a T-shirt, some DVDs, and a letter. And I was checking my blogger stats, and I noticed that the package was probably received in the United States because a .gov address came up basically on my website, and I looked into it, and it ends up being the U.S. Postal Service Law Enforcement Division. So somebody over there obviously opened up the package, checked out my blog, because that was in the literature that I sent.
Oh, yeah, that's the freedom. I mean, I remember when I had family living in Guatemala, they were doing work down there in the 80s, and I remember being sent letters. My mom would go, look, it's all opened. Oh, look, you know, the letter says they sent us some coffee, but I guess they stole that, and you know, that's what it's like to be a slave. And so you're saying that, well, I mean, just because some government site contacted your ISP, governments, I mean, there's been ploys all over the web. I mean, I get hit by millions, I'm not kidding, every month of government ISPs, so most of the time that doesn't mean that they're, means it's an employee on their lunch hour.
Have you gotten the package?
I don't know, man. I get hundreds of packages. We try to go through it all.
Well,
it's a 9/11 inside job T-shirt. So.
Oh, thank you.
If you get it, just fire off an email if you have a second. Just let me know, because you know I'm not rich and I want it to get to you. I don't want to just.
No, I'm honored you sent this to me. You've got to understand, sir. It's the problem here is we try to read all the email. It's a catch-22 again. We try to read all the email. We try to read all the letters. I actually have somebody when the mail comes in sit there and read it. I frankly don't even have the money to pay an employee, because I pay my employees a decent wage, to sit there and read letters. They try to flag stuff to me. I don't want to say don't send mail, because I want the stuff I get sent, but at the same time, there's no way I can respond to any of it. I am wallowing in correspondence. Hundreds of letters a week. Tens of thousands of emails a week. Hundreds of faxes a week. Thousands of phone calls a week. I mean, I wish some private foundation would come endow us and I'd get a 5-story building and hire people and try to respond to it all. We just can't do it, folks. I mean, there's only like 5 of us in this office.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Today is an even better example of this, but listen to these calls. Megan in Canada, Paul in Canada, Andrew in Winnipeg. Or no, where's Andrew calling from? Missouri. Mike in Canada. I mean, it's Canada, Canada, Canada. Like I said, great folks up there. That's why they're worried about you putting in a police state right behind your back while you're busy watching the magician's assistant, the United States. Oh, yeah, total New World Order up there. We're going to continue with your calls, and then I'm going to get into the dollar. I'm going to get into the Bush's top 10 reasons he needs to be impeached. I'm going to write an article about it. Will somebody please give me their 10 reasons or a few of the reasons? I hope the callers will chime in with that. before I go to your calls. Listen, the season's here. There's another 11 days you can order to be ensured you get it by Christmas. We're shipping it out to you UPS Ground. And I may even, coming up to the last few days on December 15th, ship it out to you UPS today, though you won't have to pay for that. You know, we'll supplement it. So I want to get it out to you so you get it three or four, you know, days at least before Christmas. Go to InfoWars.com on the secure online video and bookstore and do your shopping there. Get powerful, informative, dynamic, shocking, and frankly entertaining materials. Terror Storm, America, Freedom to Fascism, all the other books and videos we carry, not just my 15 films. There is so much there at InfoWars.com. Be sure and peruse it. We got 20-something specials going. A bunch of them are just going until Christmas. Again, that's InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can also write to me, and I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, and all that's on the website as well. Or you can get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and instantly see all 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports, my in-studio reports, a bunch of other films, over, I don't know, it's 1,000-something pieces of media. The third year of operations coming up in April. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day to get a monthly membership. You get 5.3 months free, almost half a year free, when you sign up for a year. And that ends in just a few weeks, so be sure and take advantage of that. PrisonPlanet.tv. It also makes a great gift, a membership. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Who did we talk to last? We talked to Johnny. Let's talk to Megan in Canada. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Two things. I do have a top ten list for you. And secondly, you've got to get Michael Moriarty on the show. He fled the country over his battle with Janet Reno. He's living in Vancouver. And I guess he's going to take a stab for running for president in 2008 as a protest against what's happening. He's totally anti-New World Order. Great guy, really, really smart, really articulate, very witty, and I think he'd be a really excellent guest for you. And if you want, I can get you an email or contact information. I know him personally, and he's just a wonderful fellow. He was the actor on Law and Order. He walked away from $1 million job over his fight for the First Amendment.
I vaguely remember exactly what happened.
Oh, geez. Janet Reno was called in a meeting with the executives of NBC, and basically she said she wanted to have control over the content of TV.
And Bush is on record having meetings saying that, too. He had Ashcroft do that. Stay there. Let me get his contact info from you. And we'll get him on the show, okay?
Okay, I'll get that to you. Now, when you said you wanted a top 10 list of impeachment things for Bush, I mean, it was just like an avalanche, and I was.
Well, stay there. I'll let you give us some of your 10 reasons. We'll start the third hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.
Hello,